Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to you all on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday in the month of February. It is the very first one. It's hump day, middle of the week. And wow, how the year is actually going by. January's over, folks. But here we are in a new month, starting with a new you. Let's work on that health that we haven't been able to do if we haven't been able to do it from the beginning of the year for the month of January. So this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. So to learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone of what I've learned, and is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Okay, moving on to today's topic, proven health benefits in these 9 herbs and spices. Curious to know what they are? Well, I'm going to share them with you. So I hope that you will take copious notes. If not, you can always listen to the playback of this broadcast. But 9 herbs and spices, and they are proven to improve your health. So this information comes to us from Green Mint Info. And 9 herbs, even when our food choices aren't the best, herbs and spices do more than just improve taste. Yes, they do. They do improve taste, but they do more than that. They give any meal a nutritional boost. And according to a new study, they may even reverse the damage from an unhealthy meal. Go figure. This is not a license to go out and eat all unhealthy meals and then sprinkle all of your herbs and spices on top of them and make it all healthy now. That is not what I'm saying. But indeed, it will make an unhealthy meal healthier. Researchers from Penn State University cooked up coconut chicken, cheese bread, and a dessert biscuit for 6 men. The subjects were aged 30 to 65 and overweight, but otherwise healthy. On one day, the meal was served plain. On another day, researchers added 2 tablespoons of a blend of 9 herbs and spices to the meal. After each meal, the researchers drew blood from the subjects every 30 minutes for 4 hours. They found that antioxidant activity in the blood, plain meal. The spices and herbs also decrease post-meal insulin levels by 21% and triglyceride levels in the blood by as much as 31%. That, in turn, could reduce heart disease risk, and indeed is very high in this country. The number one killer, basically, and cancer follows, but it is the month of February. And we are bringing awareness to American Heart Month. And so some of these herbs and spices will definitely help with that. The spices used in the Penn State study specifically included garlic powder, rosemary, oregano, cinnamon, cloves, paprika, turmeric, ginger, and black pepper. Besides heart benefits, each of these spices has its own proven health benefits. So once again, we're bringing awareness to American Heart Month, and if you have a problem or an issue or challenge with your heart or maintaining your blood sugar, listen up. Some of these herbs and spices are for you. You will indeed benefit from them if you definitely start using them or increase your intake of these herbs and spices. So, number one, cinnamon. Guess what cinnamon does? It balances blood sugar. It normalizes the blood sugar levels in type 2 diabetes by improving the ability to respond to insulin. It works by slowing the rate at which the stomach empties after eating. In one study, people ate about a cup of rice pudding with and without a teaspoon of cinnamon. Adding the cinnamon slowed the rate the stomach emptied from 37% to 34.5%. It significantly slowed the rise in blood sugar levels. And in 2003 USDA study found that after 40 days of eating between just 1 and 6 grams of cinnamon, about 2 teaspoons that is, type 2 diabetics reduced their blood sugar levels by 18 to 29%. Now, that's just adding measly 2 teaspoons of cinnamon a day. We can do this, folks. We can definitely do this. Number 2, garlic. Garlic does this. It slows atherosclerosis. The Penn State researchers noted that studies associate garlic use with a 38% decrease in the risk of heart problems. Other studies show aged garlic helps slow the progression of atherosclerosis. Most studies showing the heart benefits of garlic use doses of 600 to 5,600 milligrams of garlic powder, 9 to 18 milligrams garlic oil, 1,000 to 7,200 milligrams aged garlic extract, or 4 to 10 grams of raw garlic. Now, this is just a little side note. You definitely want to, and by the way, atherosclerosis is a hardening of the arteries, and it's a common disorder. It occurs when fat, cholesterol, or other substances build up in the walls of the arteries and form they form plaque, heart structures. So over time, these plaques can block the arteries and cause problems throughout the body. So that's what atherosclerosis is. It's a hardening of the arteries, and when they build up, they form a plaque. So you want to keep that in mind. But side note, as far as garlic is concerned, some people may say, oh, my goodness, I do not want to eat raw garlic, or if I take maybe taking a garlic pill or a capsule is better, or garlic gel, garlic oil. Here's my take on it. Do it in the evening so that your body has time to, you know, like let it go. You don't want to do it first thing in the morning. And if you're out and about, or if you're at work or school or wherever you are, and then you have to carry on a conversation, you may offend someone. So my take on it is do it at your evening meal. Perhaps make sure that as far as the scent is concerned. But, you know, I love garlic. A wonderful aroma, sautéed in a frying pan with olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. And when you're doing some type of greens or vegetables or something of that nature, even some meats, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful herb that everyone, I believe, should be using. And once again, you can use it in different forms. Okay, so here's number 3, rosemary. Rosemary could be someone's name, you know, but also rosemary is an herb and it protects your eyesight. A relative of mint, rosemary has traditionally been used to stimulate the immune system, improve digestion, increase circulation, boost memory, and act as an anti-inflammatory. So if you're feeling a little bloated, or if you feel that, you know, you're going to go out, you're going to have several things on the menu, or you can eat perhaps or something like that, you know, try to drink some rosemary tea. You know, it's wonderful. Or add rosemary, just sprinkle dried rosemary to your meals. Animal studies show it acts as an antidepressant, improves type 1 diabetes, and even prevents weight gain from a high-fat diet. So there you have it, rosemary. A recent study showed that rosemary also protects against age-related macular degeneration. So it protects your eyesight, folks, and that's a wonderful thing. So, you know, let's use some more rosemary. Here's number 4, oregano. Oregano reduces viral activity. You may know oregano as the essential herb for Italian cooking, especially for tomato sauces and pizza, but it's also a powerful medicinal herb. Studies show oregano supports the immune system and has antifungal, antibacterial, and anti-cancer properties. Now, that's a big one. It also increases liver regeneration. So if you know of someone who is a drinker, you know, and they want to kind of cut down, but they've done a lot of damage or a significant amount, tell them about some oregano. It will help. It increases liver regeneration. The oil from oregano contains an antiviral compound called carvacrol. It can significantly reduce viral activity within 15 minutes of exposure. Look for oregano essential oil standardized to 60-75% carvacrol, and you'll see that on the label. Here's number five, cloves. They fight pain, and boy, do they do so much more. Cloves are rich in eugenol, which has been proven to fight environmental toxins and inflammation. Studies show it may also trigger programmed cell death of colon cancers, cancer cells. And the oil is an effective mosquito repellent. Yes, indeed. So we know that spring's right around the corner. In my neck of the woods, there were about three groundhogs, and two out of three of them said, well, spring is going to arrive in 6 weeks. I don't know the purpose of the groundhogs predicting whether we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter or 6 weeks until spring. What's the difference? It's one half of one, two halves of the other. Is the glass half full or half empty? 6 weeks until spring or 6 more weeks of winter. What's the difference? I don't see it. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure it out. I just can't figure it out. My calendar tells me that spring is going to come next month. That's what my calendar says. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And we know that once it starts to get a little warm, then there's a tendency to, you know, the little critters come out and we're affected by that. But clove essential oil, remember that one. Write it down. Cloves are also a mild painkiller. They've been proven to be as effective as benzocaine as a topical anesthetic. That's why it's added to over-the-counter sore throat sprays and mouthwashes. It's also a good addition to your homemade toothpaste. Indeed, that is another project that I will be going into, homemade toothpaste. I'm already on the roll with some other things, but we'll just keep that a secret until I'm done with all of them, and then I'll share with you. But, yeah, you can definitely add clove essential oil to your homemade goods. And here's another thing as far as grounded cloves are concerned. It will help with a tummy ache. So if you know you're feeling some serious cramps because of something that you've eaten, or if you're feeling a little uneasy, make yourself, a cup of hot water or, you know, warm water and sprinkle some cloves, ground cloves in there and drink it. And it will help a great bit. Learn that from a sister. Go figure. And she's not the health coach. I am. But indeed, you can learn from your elders no matter what their position in life. And indeed, it helps ground cloves. So moving on to number six, paprika battles multi-drug resistance. Paprika is more than a decoration for deviled eggs. It's made by grinding red chili peppers and is full of vitamin C and carotenoids. The carotenoids from paprika have been shown to combat ulcer-causing H. pylori and help reverse multi-drug resistance. So here's what you need to do with paprika. Use it as a rub for your meats, for your fish, or add a teaspoon to hummus for extra spice. I indeed do that. Don't taste much of a difference with paprika. It is not that strong as far as taste is concerned. But what I do like to do is, add it to my oven-fried chicken. And you heard me right. I said oven-fried. I do not fry by immersing in hot oil. I bake in the oven, and I make my own coating of gluten-free seasoned flour. And so I add some paprika to it and gives it a wonderful color as well. Okay, here's number seven, turmeric. It improves your memory, and some of us need a whole lot of that improvement. There are now over 600 documented health benefits to eating turmeric. Researchers in Taiwan just added one more. They found that just 1 gram of turmeric at breakfast helps improve the memory of people in the early stages of diabetes. So if you know anyone who says, oh, well, I'm borderline, Or, you know, they just, oh, my goodness, my doctor, I was just diagnosed with diabetes. Tell them to get some turmeric in their meal. The turmeric improves working memory over the following 6 hours. That's in memory. And other studies have found that turmeric also reduces the risk of dementia. So if you know anyone, I have an aunt in my family with dementia. She needs to get some more turmeric, and maybe that can help as well. But also, it gives wonderful color to your foods if you're making yellow rice as opposed to buying those artificial colored for your powders for your rice. Use turmeric. And doesn't have much of a taste either, but the health benefits are, you know, once again, documented. Here's number 8, ginger. I love ginger, especially in this time of year. It's so invigorating. It soothes muscle pain. The Chinese have used ginger for thousands of years to treat stomach upset, diarrhea, and nausea. Today, it is known to relieve nausea due to seasickness, motion sickness, morning sickness, and chemotherapy nausea. One study showed ginger root to be more effective for nausea and vomiting during pregnancy than Dramamine, a commonly used over-the-counter and prescription drug for motion sickness. So ditch the Dramamine and get yourself some ginger. Ginger also contains antioxidant compounds known as gingerol, which have powerful anti-inflammatory properties. In addition to reducing muscle pain from exercise, they have been shown to reduce pain and swelling and improve mobility in those suffering from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Gingerol have also been found to reduce the number and size of colon cancer tumors. They've also been found to inhibit the metastasis of breast cancer cells. They've also been found to combat chemotherapy-resistant pancreatic cancer cells, and also have been found to reduce knee pain from osteoarthritis. So, listen, if you've got any kind of itis, get yourself some ginger. It will indeed help. And moving on to number 1, last but certainly not least, well, for today it is, black pepper. Guess what it does? You probably never knew this. It reduces cigarette cravings. Well, if you know someone who smokes, tell them about this black pepper. Take your notes. Black pepper improves digestion by signaling the stomach to produce hydrochloric acid. It also helps prevent intestinal gas and acts as a diuretic. And inhaling the vapors from black pepper has been shown to help people stop smoking. Well, you know, that's a no-brainer. Anybody who inhales black pepper is going to wind up sneezing uncontrollably. And so if that happens, you won't have cravings to do anything. You'll be too busy sneezing. So indeed, that probably does make some sense. Well, you may also see black pepper added to some of your supplements. That's because one of the its active ingredients, piperine, enhances the bioavailability of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. So there you have it, folks. I hope you have learned a little bit. I hope you took your notes and understand that there are 9 herbs and spices that can help you with your health, definitely with your heart for this American Heart Month of the month of February. So I'll just recap again very quickly. We have cinnamon, which balances blood sugar. Garlic, which slows atherosclerosis. Rosemary, it protects your eyesight. Oregano, which reduces viral activity. Cloves, and they fight pain. Paprika battles multi-drug resistance. Turmeric improves your memory. Ginger soothes muscle pain, and black pepper cravings. So I hope this has helped you get your herbs and spices next time you're at your local grocery store or your health food store. Get your herbs and spices. They will indeed help your heart and your overall health. All right, moving on to Wednesday's Word. Wednesday's Word comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, working together for good. Working together for good. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8, 28. We might never have had the songs of Fanny Crosby had she not been afflicted with blindness. George Matheson would never have given the world his immortal song, "Oh Love That Will Not Let Me Go," had it not been for his passing through the furnace of affliction. The Hallelujah Chorus was written by George Frideric Handel when he was poverty-stricken and suffering from paralyzed right side and right arm. Affliction may be for our edification and Christian development. Sickness is one of the all things which work together for good to them that love God. Don't resent it. Don't be embittered by it. Here's today's prayer for the day. You do not make mistakes, Father. If sorrow comes into my life, let me use it to help others know about you. And that's Wednesday's word. I hope this wonderful Wellness Wednesday was a blessing to you. I would love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just give me a shout. Just give me a holler. Email me. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're needing some help with your health and well-being, you need to get in control with your meals, meal intakes, meal planning, call Coach Jesse, 201-252-7295. Love to hear from you. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you.